Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, May 25, 2025.
Kyiv under attack, drone and missile strikes. On May 24, 2025, Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, was rocked by a large-scale drone and missile attack, sending residents scrambling for safety in underground subway stations. Explosions echoed through the city as debris rained down across several districts. This chaos unfolded just days after a major prisoner exchange between Ukraine and Russia in Istanbul, where 1,000 prisoners were swapped, and Ukraine welcomed home 390 individuals. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko issued a warning about more than 20 Russian drones heading toward the city, with some debris damaging a shopping mall and a residential building in the Oblon district. The ongoing conflict, which escalated into a full-scale war in 2022 after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, remains tense. Russian officials, including Defense Minister Sergei Lavrov, hinted at a draft for a peace agreement to be shared with Ukraine soon. However, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that no venue for future talks has been decided. As battles continue along the 1,000-kilometer front line, the situation in Kyiv grows increasingly precarious.
U.S. judge orders return of Guatemalan deportee amid immigration controversy. A U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy has ordered the Trump administration to help bring back OCG, a Guatemalan man who fears persecution if deported to Mexico. This decision followed the Justice Department's admission that it had incorrectly claimed OCG was not afraid of being sent back. Judge Murphy called the situation a horror, emphasizing the serious issues at play. OCG fled Guatemala in 2024 due to death threats related to his sexual orientation and entered the U.S. through Mexico. Although he was granted protection from deportation, he was mistakenly put on a bus to Mexico. This ruling is part of a class action lawsuit by OCG and other migrants seeking to stop deportations to countries where they may not be safe. The case also highlights the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was sent to El Salvador despite having a protective order. Judge Murphy's ruling underscores the ongoing struggles migrants face and the critical need for fair treatment in immigration cases.
Harvard University faces political pressure over China ties. Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is under intense political scrutiny due to its connections with China. The Trump administration has accused the university of being influenced by the Chinese government, claiming that operations backed by Beijing are affecting its campus. Recently, plans were announced to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll foreign students, citing worries about anti-Semitism and collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party. This comes as Chinese nationals made up about 20% of Harvard's foreign student body in 2024, raising alarms among some U.S. lawmakers, particularly Republicans, who fear that China is using educational exchanges to access sensitive technology and threaten national security. Harvard argues that this decision violates free speech rights protected by the First Amendment. The university's relationship with China includes various research collaborations, notably supported by a $350 million donation from businessman Ronnie Chan in 2014, which established the T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Concerns about Chinese influence are not new. In 2020, the U.S. imposed sanctions on the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps for human rights violations. The ongoing debate over Harvard's ties to China highlights broader issues in U.S.-China relations, especially regarding national security and academic freedom.
Vietnam blocks Telegram over security issues. Vietnam has blocked the messaging app Telegram due to security concerns. The Ministry of Science and Technology issued a warning on May 21, 2025, stating that nearly 70% of the 9,600 channels on Telegram contain dangerous content. Internet service providers must take action against Telegram and report back by June 2, 2025. The government argues that some groups on the platform are spreading documents against the government and engaging in illegal activities like drug trafficking and selling user data. This move highlights Vietnam's strict media regulations under its single-party government, which has faced criticism for limiting freedom of speech. Telegram's founder, Pavel Durov, expressed surprise at the ban, noting that the company had responded quickly to legal requests from the Vietnamese government. Despite the ban, Telegram remained accessible in Vietnam at the time of the report.
NVIDIA CEO praises Trump's tech policies in Sweden. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang recently praised former U.S. President Donald Trump's technology strategies during a speech in Norrköping, Sweden. He highlighted a concerning 50% drop in market share for American tech firms in China over the past 4 years. NVIDIA is partnering with Swedish companies like Ericsson and AstraZeneca to create a new AI system. Huang emphasized that lifting restrictions on AI chip exports is crucial for U.S. companies to regain their competitive edge. He called for strength and adaptability in production processes, reflecting a shared belief among tech leaders that government support is vital for innovation. This partnership marks a significant step toward enhancing international collaboration in technology development. What could this mean for the future of American tech?
New press access rules at the Pentagon. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has introduced strict new rules that limit press access at the Pentagon, requiring journalists to have official escorts to enter most areas. This decision is part of the Trump administration's effort to enhance safety measures and protect sensitive information. Hegseth cautioned that unauthorized leaks could jeopardize the safety of U.S. service members. Critics from the Pentagon Press Association have condemned these rules, arguing they represent a direct attack on press freedom. They noted that journalists have had access to non-secured areas for decades, even under previous administrations. Since Donald Trump returned to office in January 2025, the Pentagon has initiated investigations into leaks, resulting in 3 officials being placed on leave. Additionally, a new rotation system forces traditional media outlets like the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and NBC News to vacate their Pentagon offices for more administration-friendly outlets. The White House has made it clear that Trump will not tolerate leaks and insists that federal employees who disclose sensitive information must be held accountable. What does this mean for the future of press freedom in America?
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Gaza is facing a severe humanitarian crisis, with reports showing that the aid reaching the region meets only a tiny fraction of the population's basic needs. The blockade imposed by Israel has now lasted for 84 days, drastically limiting access to essential goods and services. While 46,200 trucks of aid were expected, only a handful have actually arrived, creating a significant gap between what was promised and what has been delivered. This limited support includes small amounts of medicine and flour, severely affecting over 90% of bakeries in the area. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres highlighted that the assistance provided so far is just a drop in the bucket compared to what is urgently needed. The situation calls for immediate and increased humanitarian support in Gaza, as the community faces dire conditions.
Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa tackles crime and economy. Daniel Noboa was sworn in as Ecuador's president on May 24, 2025, after a controversial election marked by fraud allegations. In his inaugural address in Quito, he promised to confront the pressing issues of rising crime and a struggling economy, focusing on reducing violence and fighting drug trafficking. In his first 18 months, Noboa declared a war on crime, sending military forces to the streets to improve safety. While his administration reported a 15% drop in violent deaths in 2024, the first few months of 2025 saw a troubling spike, with over 3,000 violent deaths. Noboa's economic plan aims to address a budget shortfall of $4.6 billion and secure a $4 billion deal with the International Monetary Fund to stabilize the economy, which is burdened by significant public debt. He's also seeking support from Chinese banks to diversify funding. Noboa's goal is to create a safe environment that encourages growth and protects investments, all while navigating the challenges of high crime and economic instability.
Strengthening ties between China and Indonesia. China's Premier Li Qiang visited Jakarta, Indonesia, to strengthen diplomatic ties. During his 2-day trip, he highlighted the importance of working together with many countries, especially given the impact of U.S. tariffs on global trade. Indonesia, as China's largest trading partner in Southeast Asia, is negotiating with the U.S. for better trade terms. At a business leaders event, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized how crucial the China-Indonesia relationship is for regional stability and praised China's support for developing nations. They discussed ways to enhance cooperation in industry and technology. After Jakarta, Premier Li will attend the ASEAN GCC China Summit in Malaysia, showcasing the growing collaboration in the region.
Germany considers military conscription amid recruitment challenges. Germany is exploring the possibility of reintroducing military conscription by 2026 due to ongoing recruitment challenges in its armed forces. Defense Minister Boris Pistorius highlighted the need for an additional 100,000 soldiers to meet NATO responsibilities, especially in light of increased military pressures from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Since ending conscription in 2011, Germany has relied on a volunteer military model, but the decline in volunteer numbers has sparked discussions about mandatory service. While the Social Democrats, Pistorius's party, traditionally support voluntary service, the leading conservative party is open to the idea of conscription. Andreas Henny, commander of Germany's Homeland Security Division, echoed the call for improved recruitment efforts to ensure the military is well-staffed and equipped, reflecting broader concerns about national security in Europe.
Russian drone strikes Kyiv, 7 injured. On May 25, 2025, devastating drone strikes hit Kyiv, injuring at least 7 people. The attacks targeted a 5-story apartment building in the Holosivskyi district, causing serious damage and a fire. For individuals needed medical help, while Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported 3 more injuries in other parts of the city. Tymur Tkachenko, head of Kyiv's military administration, warned that further drone and missile strikes could follow. Witnesses heard defense units responding during the chaos. In Kharkiv, drones struck 3 districts, damaging local businesses. As the conflict between Russia and Ukraine intensifies, concerns for civilian safety continue to grow.
Erdogan and al-Sharia discuss lifting sanctions on Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharia in Istanbul to discuss the exciting news of lifting sanctions on Syria. These penalties, imposed by the United States and the European Union for 14 years due to the civil war that began in 2011, are now being reconsidered. The meeting took place at the historic Dolmabahce Palace and included key figures from Turkey's foreign and defense ministries, along with the head of the Turkish National Intelligence Organization, MIT. Erdogan expressed Turkey's support for this important change in international relations, which could pave the way for economic recovery and rebuilding efforts in Syria. However, lifting the sanctions raises concerns about renewed tensions with opposition groups and the international community. As Turkey seeks to strengthen its influence in the region, the implications of this development will be closely watched. What does this mean for Syria's future?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.